Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission. Lending partners will give a credit at closing. The title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content this morning, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Al Manfrey's in the house. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you with us. We've got some great content for you this morning. Al's got a lot of information to share. I don't know if we're going to get it all in, but we're going to do our best. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I've told you that before.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Those guys are looks like they were trying to get out a little bit early on this Friday morning. You can't trust those guys anywhere. While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, we are celebrating today. Now, the celebration of the day is in honor of my youngest son. I don't know if he's going to be listening to us today, but Mitchell, just for you, today is National Chewing Gum Day. And Mitchell likes his chewing gum, goes through about 2 or 3 packs a day. Those of you that may be just a little bit older or maybe not as celebratory of chewing gum, National Mulled Cider Day is also today. And those of you that have a face for radio like me, today is National Mud Pack Day. No one can tell if I've got the mud on or off, but that's just a personal problem that I have. We are watching the markets for you as we do every morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 173 points this morning. Why would that be happening? Well,
it is what it is.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Oil up 15 cents a barrel. And for the seniors up there, if you have not been listening to us for a long time, have not talked to Al Manfrey about getting your portfolio addressed, you're probably not very happy. But the U.S. 10-year Treasury right now at 1.589 this morning, 1.589. Again, as I share with you on a regular basis, not something that we want to celebrate the fact that it's 1.589. But because I am a very, very positive person, the glass is always half full, unless it's a glass of wine, then I fill it to the rim. But if you're in Germany, you're not even going to get all your money if you invest in their 10-year bond. If you're in Japan, you don't get all your money back there either. If you're in the UK, you're getting just barely over 0.5% on their 10-year. So at 1.591, it's a little bit better. But the question is, do you want to be shot in the kneecap or do you want to be shot in the foot? Neither one is very pleasant. Both might be painful. Speaking of pain, national average of gasoline, $2.216. Here in the state of confusion, though, we are a little bit higher, $2.76. So we get to pay an extra 50 cents a gallon for the Benedict Arnold Schwarzenegger tax. That is AB 32 cap and trade. If you're in favor of that, we can all say thank you to you. We are paying extra money because you like to pay more taxes. It's just the way it is. So we continue to vote for the same people that tell us the same things, do the same things, and get us more in the way of taxes so we can spend more money. And again, not one of those like Secretary Clinton talks about. It's not going to be one of those where it only goes to the rich. Because when you talk about taxing gas, I don't know too many people that are working at $15 an hour. Now, I talk to a lot of people on a regular basis. I do not know too many people that are minimum wage employees working for a minimum wage that are out there driving around in a Tesla, right? They don't pay the – they're the ones that – now, if you want to buy a Tesla, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with Jim Kane because the first day you drive the Tesla off the lot, it depreciates about 40%. And there are a lot of them over at the auction every single week. Jim and I have lunch frequently. Over at the auction every week, you can buy a Tesla's 40% discount in less than a year when people are out there. Think about that concept. Less than a year depreciates by about 40%. That sounds to me like something that I would call very, very painful. So think about that. Spend $100,000 on a car, and within a year, it's worth $60,000. Would you like to do that very often? I don't know about that one. Yeah, that's painful. But That's just the way it is. So when you talk about voting for higher taxes, and remember this, again, talking about taxes, rich people do not pay taxes. And they pay a lot of money. I mean, sure, they when they go and buy something or whatnot, they hire boatloads of attorneys. They hire boatloads of CPAs to help them minimize their tax liability. So I really laughed the other day. I was watching Hillary Clinton. She came out with her new policy to tax the people that earn over 500 or have a net worth over $500 million. She's going to tax them 65% death tax. 65% death tax. And I was watching the Business Channel, and they just all started in unison. They started laughing. And you wonder, why do they start laughing? Well, because those people are smart enough that they're getting their money structured in a way that they don't pay that tax. Think about it. George Steinbrenner died with about over $1 billion in net worth. He paid zero in death tax. Zero. Now, he just happened to die the right year. But there are boatloads of people. I don't know if he would have died the year before or after. It would have changed anything. We can talk to Al Manfrey about that a little later. Think about that. So that's a misnomer when she goes and uses that commentary. Now, the people over $10 million, they're going to get a 50% death tax. You've already been taxed on that money over and over and over again. When you earned it, you were taxed on it. When you invested it, the capital gains were taxed. Taxed to death. But some of the people with a net worth over $10 million, if they have gone and sought out great counsel, again, like Al Manfrey, they're going to be struck in such a way to protect their family. So who pays that tax? It goes down to the person that's, number one, either ignorant, didn't make the phone call, or it's the individual that doesn't have the ability or knowledge to do any better. Going down to the person that just bought a new house and had an accident before they got their structure done, and they go out there and all of a sudden something happens unexpected, and I suggest anybody that dies under 85, it's unexpected. Right? You don't make a plan to say, okay, I think on December 17th of 2018, I have a reservation and I'll be called home. No, it doesn't work that way. It happens unexpectedly. We don't know when it's going to happen. So you have to plan. Those are the people that are going to get hurt by these different things that the government wants to do, supposedly for your benefit. Now, think about this one, and I hate to get real morbid, but think about this one. The federal government, the Department of Transportation, budgeted money so that they have an active control system on trains. The money is budgeted. Yet we have a train accident in Hoboken, New Jersey, the day before yesterday, 108 people injured, one person at least was killed. That train did not have the active system on it because the government hasn't started implementing. Really? Now, I suggest if you put some of that stuff into the private sector, you can implement in a heartbeat. If I tell you to call Al Manfrey today, you're implementing by this afternoon. You're not waiting for an act of Congress and then 75 other people to see how they can foul it up, right? Get the government out of the way. But because they're there, we have to take actions, and that's why I talk to you all the time. We listened to the debate. Did you listen to the debate? Were you able to stomach the debate the other night? Donald Trump said, and he's 100% accurate, that we have got a stock market bubble. The stock market is at 18,308 right now as I speak to you. Whenever you're listening to this, it's going to be at a different number. But as I speak, 18,309 now. Why is the stock market doing so well when we've got 9.7% real unemployment? Measured by U6, BLS U6. Why is it that we've got a 4.9 fake unemployment and the stock market goes up? Why is it that we see the consumer spending is unchanged and they were expecting a 0.1%? So that's 70% of our GDP comes from consumer spending. So we've got next to nothing. We've got a 1.4% GDP and the stock market is going up. It's up 166 right now. Why is that? Very, very simple. They don't need to make money when they can get free money from the government. The Federal Reserve has tripled the size of their balance sheet over the last 8 years. Tripled the size of their balance sheet. They're going to have to bring that back down. Where does that money go to? Did you get a check from the Federal Reserve? I missed mine. I look at the mail every day. I didn't get mine. The United States government, the Treasury, we went from $9 trillion in debt the day after George Bush left office to $20 trillion in debt. $11 trillion in debt, not counting what we spend that we already collect because we've been at all-time highs in collection of taxes. But we went $11 trillion over budget. I don't know about you, but I can't – well, my wife might be able to. But I can't get away with spending $11 trillion above what I bring in and going into debt that far. Think about it. Where did that money go to? It didn't go to the man on the street. It went to the fat cats on Wall Street. That's who the Democrat Congress, that's who the president, that's who Hillary Clinton, that's who they're supporting, that's who supports them. That's why Hillary Clinton gets $600,000 for doing speeches for Goldman Sachs. Is it because they like her? Nobody likes her. There's maybe 30% of the country that likes her. I don't think that, you know, Bill Clinton doesn't even like her. He finds other women like. Think about it. So when all this starts to pull back, when they start having to answer the bell, because at some point in time, you know that if you keep spending on your credit card, at some point in time, you got to pay the bill. Well, our federal government's going to have that same thing. Now, they're going to come to you and me and say, we want the rich people to pay their fair share. They don't pay their that much in taxes anyway. A lot of dollars, not the same percentage-wise. Warren Buffett has told us that. Ironically enough, have you heard anything from Warren Buffett lately, being that his company, Wells Fargo, yeah, he's the largest shareholder. Wells Fargo is having such trouble right now. Haven't heard a whole lot from him, have we? Amazing. Well, he knows the fact that the stock market is a bubble. He knows the fact of where we're heading. Listen, protect yourself. And we're going to chat about that a lot today. How do you protect yourself? You know something? Here's the greatest advice. Now, I'm no longer a financial advisor. Stock market is at nearly an all-time high. It's not quite there, but it's close to an all-time high. Sell. While it's at an all-time high, sell, and we're going to give you the solution to where to put that money and make it work for you, safe, secure, and maybe even insured. We're going to talk about that with Al Manfrey today. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, housing party in the U.S., is it coming to an end? We'll find out about that. What should you do if Trump is right about the housing market bubble? I just told you we're going to talk about that for a while. And crunch these numbers if you're within 5 years of retiring. You can probably guess we've got a lot to talk about today, and we are going to do it. You guys, because you are listening to the radio, you can also offer a number 800-606-1990.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Financial Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, hey, even if you're not ready for a mortgage, I'm going to suggest this to you. Great opportunity from our friends over at Gold Star. And I'll put you in touch with the right people over there if you want. Get a mortgage checkup every year. And as part of that, they'll give you a free copy of your true FICO report. Not the FACO report. That anybody can get a FACO report. You just go online and get one of those. But a FICO report. Our friends at Gold Star will do that for you. What should you do if Trump is right about a market bubble? That's going to be the topic of our Mortgage Minute today, because what happens when there's a market? Let's just explain a couple of things here. And there's some stories going around, and one of them is on one of the interesting stations. And thank goodness nobody watches MSNBC, because what they're really talking about is they said about Trump making a comment about a bond bubble. And he didn't say a bond bubble. What he said is a stock market bubble. Now, MSNBC, they claim to be a business station, a news station. If they think the stock market and the bond market move in unison, they're probably off a little bit. So think about this concept, the bond market and bond yield. So if you hear me say that the 10-year treasury is trading at 1.58 earlier. Okay, so if the 10-year treasury is trading at 1.58, when the bonds go up, the bond itself, if the bond goes up, that yield is going to go down. It's always an inverse relationship. It's mathematics. It's not because of Ron Siegel or anything else, just mathematics. So when the bond goes up, the yield goes down. The yield goes down, that affects your mortgage rate. Your mortgage rate, the Freddie Mac 10-year rate, I told you that came out yesterday at 3.42%, 30-year fixed rate mortgage market survey rate from Freddie Mac. Add 1.76 to that number, to the U.S. 10-year treasury. So round it off, say 1.6, add 1.76. That's where the 30-year treasury is. When the stock market goes down, generally, where do people put that money? They put it into the bond market. So the bonds are going to go, the bond pricing goes the other way. Yield goes down, just the way the market works. Think about it. We'll share it with over the days and weeks to come, more information with you. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by Gold Star Financial Mortgage. And now we get to chat with the man himself. I talk to you every morning. I talk about Heritage Financial and some of the great things they do. One of them I love, and Al, I shouldn't say this in front of you because it might get out.
Okay.
I think that trust book that you guys have is beyond belief. I've seen a lot of trust in doing mortgages and doing financial planning for the better part of three decades. I shouldn't say that either.
Right.
But I've seen a lot of trust. Usually a trust, when I get a trust, somebody will email it to me and it's, you know, 30 pages, something like that, 40 pages. Yours is like 30 inches.
Yeah, it's about maybe 6 inches 8 inches thick. And the key to it is, I say it's like a car. If you take a car and you never change the oil, you never change the tires, your car is going to last for a very short period of time. It's a good trust plus the maintenance. So we see you every year. But we have clients all the time. They'll take it in the bank because they have to show it to put the account there. And the bank's saying, where did you get this trust? And we get 500 referrals a year just on that kind of business. Yeah.
Think about that. Almost three per working day.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's
we're very fortunate.
Right. And well, you know, something I have a departed uncle who used to say, a lot of people use the word luck, right?
Right.
And he said he agrees, you know, he bought a store and did very, very well for himself before he passed. And he said his definition of luck is not a word, it's an acronym.
Uh-huh.
Labor under correct knowledge.
Oh, there you go. I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
You guys work hard enough and you really get lucky.
Yeah. I have the skill and opportunity to meet and then you get lucky. Yeah, I agree. You have to have the skill. You have to have the staff. You have to have all those things. But, you know, let me digress a little bit. You were talking about estate planning and how much you can protect and the wealthy. Not even, let's say you're worth $11 million. Okay, you win the lottery, you've been successful in business. If you have a trust and you have an AB, you actually protect another $2.5 million in estate tax that you do not have to pay if you have a trust with us, an AB. So for $1,200, you save $2.5 million. Is that a pretty good deal?
I think I'll trade that every day.
Exactly.
How often can I trade that with you?
Exactly. I tease people because I have a lot of clients that are gamblers. Okay, let's say you're on the blackjack table. You give me $1,200, I give you $2.5 million. How long are you going to stay on that table? They say, all day, all night.
Until I fall over, right?
Exactly.
Bring me food, give me an IV, give me a bunch of no-dos.
Simple analogies, yeah.
Right, and that's the bottom line of this whole, our discussion is, it's and there's a lot less risk.
Yes.
Right, I mean, get rid of risk. You know, I was ranting a little earlier. You might have heard me. I get on my soapbox every once in a while. I digress. I brought in all this information we wanted to talk about. And I got onto this digression of the stock market.
Oh, big bubble.
Okay, so you're on the same page as me.
Well, just look at the reality. I've been doing this 26 years. In 98, we had a market correction.
Right.
In 2008, 2000, March 2009 was the bottom of the market crash. So depending how you look at it. So another 10 years, we had a market crash. Where are we at right now? We're right about 8 to 9 years. So it's going to happen. My clients that have been around this world for 50, 60, 70 years, they see that. The younger people don't get it because they haven't seen the 98 crash. They basically remember a little bit of the 2008. But I will tell you, actually millennials, which is what everybody's talking about, they are more conservative than baby boomers because they've seen their parents lose a fortune
sure.
in the last decade.
And yeah. they've been watching their parents in the last decade since they lost that fortune, just worried and scared. Many people losing their houses, many people losing all their credit, you know, and just
exactly.
being devastated.
Yeah.
And they wonder, okay, what should I do? How do I protect myself? And we look at the stock market, again, near an all-time high.
Correct.
What do we do?
Well, again, and the reality is, people don't realize the market went down 200 points yesterday. Now it's up 200 points today, give or take. That happened because the Deutsche Bank, they said they have a $14 billion penalty that they're going to have to pay. And we know it's a lot more out there, but and that they can't afford and the German government might have to bail them out. Now they say it's only $5 billion. That's why the market went up. Every little thing, there's this straw on the camel's back right now. Every little thing makes it go down, makes it go up. But here's let me give you an example. What was the market at January of last year? About 18,000.
Sure.
What is it right now?
Not the same place.
So in that year, you didn't really make any money, and it went down to 16,000. So well, you had some very high stress.
That's the whole thing is, number one, if you're a senior, do you really want to have that kind of stress? In your? You've worked your whole life. You've had the ups and downs of your whole life.
Right.
When you get to those golden years, you don't want that gold to be tarnished.
We do a lot of fixed index annuities, and I would say our average client is 50 and older. And I have billions in management, never lost a dime. But here's the key to that investment. The market goes up, you get it. If it doesn't, you don't lose anything. Nationwide is one of the top ones we sell. Nationwide is on your side. Everybody knows it.
Okay, I'm glad you do a great trust and great in helping us with our finances.
Right.
I'm not sure about the if you're going to be taking over for Paul Anka anytime.
No, I have no chance. I got the Italian in me, but not quite the voice. But, you know, it's just a function of sleeping at night. I always say my clients sleep well at night, and so do I. because I only sell fixed index annuities, IUL index annuities, because I want to be at the point another 26 years from now and know that none of my clients have ever lost a dime. Our biggest year was 2009. We did over $100 million in annuities. Wonder why? Because the market crashed and everybody was saying, you know that stuff you were talking about? Let me get into that.
Well, really what I want to talk to you about, Al, is because I don't want to – I know 2009 was great. You know what? I can guess why 2009 was great for you.
Yeah.
People were scared to death because they lost a fortune.
Correct.
Now, the market is almost triple where – 2.5 times where it was then. Are you going to wait for it to crash again before you take action? Are you going to sell low and buy high? Is that what you want to do? Or do you want to sell high and then transfer the money to something safe now that you've made it all? We're going to chat about that further with Al Manfrey when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Housing party in the U.S., is it coming to an end? We'll chat about it. Crunch these numbers if you're within 5 years of retiring. We will chat about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564, PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the area trusted real estate professionals will reach out to you and get you the true equity position of your home. You can't do that without talking to somebody, those online services. They might tell you what the value is or guess what the value is, but they don't know if you're on the right side or the wrong side of the golf course. There is a difference in value depending on which side of the course you're on, even if you're on the fairway. One side is better than the other for valuations. View side, not a view side of your street. Those are all options there. Is the housing party in the U.S. coming to an end? I'm hearing a lot of different commentary about this, and I saw this article, again, I think this was on CNBC, they were talking about this, the housing party coming to an end. Pending home sales fell by 2.5% in August. Why is that happening? Is it because interest rates are too high? Probably not. Interest rates are at near all-time lows, so interest rates too high? Probably not. Is it because nobody wants to buy a house? Is it because everybody that wants to buy a house already has? Is it because people really want to stay where they are? They've gone from holding their homes for 6 years up to 10 years, now back to 9 years. Is that why people aren't buying houses? No, the answer is really, really simple. The answer is because not enough people are selling their houses. They don't realize that 93% of Californians have significant equity in their homes. Significant is defined as 20% or more. They're sitting there on dead money, and I'm going to explain dead money in just a minute. So the answer to the question, and mortgage rates, they're still very, very low. Even if the Fed raises 0.25%, they'll probably go a little lower because people think that's going to hurt the economy. Just a thought right there for you to contemplate. So when you hear people talk about housing coming to an end, the party, no, it's not coming to an end. Every major source, credible source, says we're going to continue to see appreciation in real estate. We are not coming into another housing bubble. But you got to take care of business. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radios. I share with you all the time, and I'm going to be doing, I think it's January 14th, I'm doing a seminar at Chapman University. Got to come over there and get that on your calendar. How to retire on $18,000 a month, no 401k, no IRA, and using your mortgage. Think about that. We're going to talk to Al Manfrey about that as well. But, Al, I got a quickie question from a financial standpoint for you.
Sure.
Might be a little bit of a trick question. Got a house that's worth, say, $400,000, and I owe $100,000 on it, so I've got $300,000 in equity, and the property goes up 5% this year.
Okay.
So the value of the house is going to go up 20%, right?
Yeah.
Supposedly, 20 grand.
Yeah.
20 grand. You're right. 20K.
20% would be really good.
Yeah. 80K. You're right. Okay. So now if I've got a house that's got 400K and I've got zero loan, so now I've got, and it still goes up 5%.
Yeah.
Still going to go up 20K, right?
Correct.
Now, the idea here is if I could take that 20K out, because it doesn't matter, my house is going to do what it's going to do regardless. So equity is really dead money.
Yeah, I agree.
So if I take that money and I bring it over to Heritage Financial.
Correct.
And historic, we don't know what the future is going to bring, so we don't want to get into that conversation. We know historically that some of your products earn what kind of return?
Well, I would say realistically 7 to 10, but I always use 7 as a number. It's a very conservative number tied to the S&P with no downside risk. Most of them you can do an annuity. Or you can do an IUL, Index Universal Life. What's good about that, you also have the life insurance element. So if you were to die, the mortgage is paid off.
Okay, so now if I've got that 20 grand, I take it out.
Right.
And I put it into that, it's the conservative number of 7%.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to make $1,400 next year, hypothetically. And I get to add that because the 20 stays the same either way.
Right.
So if I go to you, I get $21,400 is my equity position in appreciation, my net worth increase.
Well, and one other element you're not looking at, if you actually get a mortgage, then you get a tax write-off, don't you?
Right. So
that's
saving
found money.
Yeah. So just that's why I say you don't want to have a lot of equity in your property. You want your property to appreciate. Don't leave the money there.
Yeah.
That's why the 15 and 20-year mortgages, I never recommend. If you want one, I'll put you in touch with Gold Star. They'll take care of it for you. but I don't recommend it. But I want to get into a different topic with you today, Al, because one of the things that, I see a lot, because of my background, I've been in the import-export business. I got a lot of family that's in small business.
Right.
You know, and I share this all the time. Jewish holidays are coming up the next couple of weeks. Monday, see a lot of people. Not supposed to talk business, but I do. A lot of small businesses. And do you see a lot of them taking care of succession planning?
Well, let me give you a statistic that most people don't know.
Okay.
It's a government statistic. 60% of family-run businesses do not pass to the next generation.
Why?
Well, two main reasons. They have no structure, no estate planning, no continuity planning, who they're going to sell it to. And they have tremendous taxes that they're not preparing for. So I hopefully we own a football team, but I love to use the Jack King Cook story.
Okay.
The Redskins.
Only Lakers, the only Kings.
And he sold all that to the Washington Redskins.
Right.
So when he died, his team was valued at, I don't know, $400 or $500 million. This was a decade ago. They're worth $2 billion probably now.
And they don't even win now.
They didn't do any estate planning. They didn't do any planning. His family had to sell the team because they had a $200 million estate tax bill. Daniel Snyder bought it for $800 million or whatever it ended up being. Now it's worth at least $2 billion. $800 million, excuse me. Then it went to $2 billion. So it's just a function of if you don't plan. Here's the key. My clients that own businesses, that's like their child.
Sure.
Just like my business. I've been doing this 26 years. This is my baby.
Right.
I want to make sure that it goes to my family or a key man or even the competition can buy you out at some point because you may not – your wife, here's the key that I tell people. Let me ask you one simple question. Would your wife want to run your business if you die?
Or if you get even more cold, harsh, could your wife run your business?
Exactly. Right? And that's what I mean. And the wife will say, I'm not going
to
do that.
I don't want to and I couldn't do it.
So here's what happens. If you have a partner and you don't have a – if you have a partner, you should have a buy-sell agreement. Properly structured, properly funded, usually funded with life insurance. So if you and I are partners, Ron, in a business, and let's say the business is worth $10 million. I get $5 million life insurance on you. You get $5 million life insurance on me. Now, I recommend you buy it personally. Why? Because then you get a basis. So when you die and I buy the business from you and give your wife $5 million, my basis is now $5 million. How much taxes am I saving there? Figure 20%, that's $1 million in savings. So we have a buy-sell agreement that's irrevocable. So what happens is when you die, I give your wife $5 million, or actually the life insurance company does, and now I own the business 100%. She's happy. That's tax-free money to her. She's good. But more importantly, the business runs. I know of a business that was generating $1 billion worth of revenue. One of the partners died in a Sea-Doo accident, 40-some years old, very young. Yeah. And the wife went in. Within a year, the business was gone.
Wow.
Now, you're talking a company that generated $1 million worth of commissions, a multi-million dollar business. So that's a big example. But the small businesses are even worse. They don't have their living trust done. So they don't have the business. Here's a big thing. Ask your clients or your radio listeners. If you have a trust, by the way, is your business in the name of the trust? Is it funded? No. If you have a corporation, you have to take the corporate stock and you have it owned by the trust. Why? So that way, if you die, when you die.
George Burns proved that there's no way out.
We're all going to die. I guarantee you that. When you die, your successor trustee can handle the business. If you don't have it that way, the government's going to go in, close it, take the receivables, and get their fees out. So now you lost your business, which is usually a cash cow. So these are planning.
You know, those are big issues that – a lot of people don't think, especially entrepreneurs, small business owners, and it, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's a $400 million football team or if it's a $100,000 bakery. That's your baby.
It's your cash cow, your baby. It's your revenue
source.
Life,
it's your blood and sweat.
You bet.
Right, as a business owner, that's what you've worked your life for. So that $100,000 to you is just as important as the $400 million to the Ken Cook family because I don't care, you know. I don't wish it on them,
right?
But it has no bearing on me.
Of course,
right?
And that's what I'm saying. I deal with clients worth a few hundred thousand to $100 million, everywhere in between. But here's the other thing.
But it's their mansion. That's their palace. Yeah.
And it's their cash cow. It's how they've been making money for the last 20, 30 years. And they want to pass it on to their children.
Sure.
It's not that they don't. They just don't do the planning. They're so busy running the day-to-day.
That's it right there.
That's why they need me. It's
right.
That simple. I'm your accountant in the sense of accounting your business, making sure what you want to do happens. And here's the other thing. Well, I don't have a partner. Good. Do you have a key man or key person, I should say, to be politically correct? Key man is a terminology, but key person that you have as an employee that may want to run the business, then you do a plan. Now, here's the other benefit of that. You can keep that key employee because guess what? Down line, they're going to own your business. So if they're a big salesman or a key person that you want to keep or has been really good to the family, you can structure it because you don't have the wife or the children that want to run the business. You can structure it where they can buy the business from you. Now there's added value and they're going to stay with you forever.
So it's like a golden handcuff.
Exactly.
They've got a big benefit for them.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you're going to want it, you know, either, and you can probably buy it both ways, can't you, Al?
Yes.
So I can buy a key man insurance so his family or her family is taken care of.
Right.
But I can also have it so that my company is taken care of.
Yeah, and it's a win-win situation. And let's say they don't want to buy the business, the key man. There's cash that builds in the IUL and S&P. That can be their retirement. So you have many different vehicles. But the key to me is I want to take those 60% that the businesses are gone, and I want to improve that and make sure people understand the structure so they just accomplish their goals.
Now, what's amazing to me, and we're going to talk about this when we come back with Al, is that there's a lot of people. What do we have? About 30 million people in the state of California. Al's only helped about 20,000 of them. Right? So you still got a little bit of a market to cover there.
I'm okay.
And we talk about now they're 20,000. Those people have had their trusts have been funded properly. But the statistics, the last number I heard, and I don't know, Al might have something more recent, but 80% of the trusts in the state of California are not funded properly, not funded completely. Think about that. So if you take out 80%, there's 20,000. Now, that's a huge number, and likelihood is yours might be one of those that's not funded properly. And we're going to talk about that as well as more on business succession planning with Al Manfrey. When we come back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also talk about crunching numbers if you're within 5 years of retirement. We've still got a long way to go on Ron Siegel Radio, but you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. You can get facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegelradio, and you can reach any part of our broadcast. Over 500,000 people so far this month have watched two things on Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1. Be tuned. We'll be back.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today, yes, brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. Get a hold of Al. Get that trust going. Go to the gift bag. And I told you already that Al's got the greatest, or Heritage has the greatest trust that I've seen, and I've seen a lot of trusts. Go to the gift bag, and there's a special offer there for you. RSR gift bag. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. Special offer for listeners of Ron Siegel Radio. Go right to the gift bag. Again, RSR gift bag. Text that to 79564. Crunch these numbers if you're within 5 years of retiring. You ready for this? Here is one way to estimate that what you're going to need. 70 to 80% of pre-retirement gross income. That's the rule of thumb that many financial advisors use. 70 to 80%. What is your expected longevity? How old do you think you're going to be? The actuarial table on Social Security sites estimates that men who are 65 today are expected to live a bit over 82 and a half. Women, 85. I am not going to use any of the jokes about why there's a difference. This is supposed to be equality in this country, but I guess not for everybody. Create a detailed budget for retirement that could help you. Early years of retirement, you're going to spend more money than later years. Hopefully, you're going to be healthy throughout, but the likelihood is you're not going to have as much health later, but you still need to plan for those years when you may not have all your faculties. There is no reservation for dementia, I promise you, Alzheimer's. Those things, you don't have reservations for it. You can plan just in case. And then there's a biggie. When are you going to claim Social Security? That is unbelievable. I don't know whether you've heard me say this before. The difference between taking Social Security at age 62 versus taking Social Security at age 70 is $500,000 decision. Do you trust? And I've got some great neighbors. So many seniors get their financial advice, especially on Social Security and Medicare, from their neighbors. Do you trust your neighbors well enough to give you advice on making $500,000 decision? How much do you withdraw from your savings? How much money should you have? Good rule of thumb, 4%. If you draw 4% in many instances, especially we just heard earlier, Al Manfred was telling us that he uses a number of 7% as a secure number. If you draw 4 and you earn 7, how long will it take for you to run out of money? Simple answer is never, because you're making more than you're drawing. You might even be able to live better later on. Just a few thoughts right there. Now, I've got a program lined up. I think in 2 weeks, we're going to have somebody coming in and talking about Medicare, a specialist on Medicare. And then we're going to have somebody coming in a few weeks after that talking about Social Security planning. Think about all those things. And those should all be part of your household board of directors, along with Al and his team, and any one of the attorneys that we deal with or refer you to, credit repair, all those folks. Again, that's the Word on Wealth segment brought to you by Heritage Financial. Text RSR gift bag, the 79564. Get that coupon for a great deal on a trust from Heritage Financial. Great, great people over there. Not just because Al's sitting here. I'm not saying that.
Appreciate that.
We're going to get back to our conversation with Al. We've covered a lot of ground, especially when we're talking about businesses, Al. There's a lot to talk about in when we're talking about this special, the key people in a business. You know, one of the key things that we need from Key Man Insurance, obviously, is there's a transition period, right? I mean, if somebody passes, a key person in a company passes,
right?
It's not like you just, if they're a key person, by definition, they're important to your business.
Yeah, they generate a lot of revenue. So what you have usually in Key Man Insurance is you have a life insurance element to it. So the company will get, depending on how much you want to cover, a nice chunk of money to replace that income, to hire somebody else to get them up to speed. But I think the real reason for Key Man is really to keep that employee there. Because let's face it, I've run businesses. I've had over 400 employees over the last 20 years. So I've had people come and go. It's just the nature of the beast. But the reality is everybody thinks they can do it better. So everybody wants to go out there and they're making you a lot of money. They're going to say, well, why am I making Ron all this money? Let me go do it myself.
Sure.
So those kind of people, they need to be incentivized separately in the sense that, hey, you know, if you stay here, we're going to give you $1 million, $2 million tax-free for the rest of your life. And with our element, it'd be an annuity or be IUL, we can treat it for income for life. So we can literally say to them, by the way, if you stay with me for 20 years, we're going to have a program where you get 70, 80, 100,000 a year for the rest of your life. Give them incentives.
That kind of goes back to what the 50s and 60s when we had these defined benefit plans as opposed to the defined contribution plans.
Very similar. The difference is ours now, the business owner controls it all. There's no rules, so you don't have to go by any rules by the government because you're doing after-tax dollars, unless you write it off in the company, and we can go over that in more detail. But there's ways of doing it where you get a tax write-off. There's ways of doing it that you do it personally. But the most important thing is that you have – when that money starts going to that key employee, there's no more rules. It's tax-free money, meaning no tax element to it.
And so let's just contrast that then with the 401k.
Okay.
When the time comes for them to start getting their distribution, whether it's by choice or by the required minimum distribution.
Right. Required minimum distribution starts at 3.6% and escalates up. The rule of thumb is...
What about taxes on that?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the percentage that you have to take out and then your tax. Correct. So the tax on that, depending on your income, can be 25 to 51%. People don't realize in the state of California, top tax rate is 39%. Plus 13 state. So what is that? 51, 52.
Federal is 39.
Yeah,
and
federal
state 30, is 13.
Did I reverse that? Sorry if I did. So it's 52%. So if you're in that high tax bracket, and here's the mistake our clients have. Oh, when I get older, I won't have much income, so my income will go down. But guess what? They paid off their house. No more tax write-off. Right, Ron? Which
sure.
You talk about all the time. They have no other debt. And let's just be realistic. Before Reagan, taxes were 90%. They're right now at 52 top rate. Where will they go? I think realistically 60 to 70% makes sense in the next 5 to 10 to 20 years.
And, you know, but the bottom line, we don't know what the taxes are going to be then.
Right. So we base
right.
it on today's numbers and it's still, yeah.
But let's look historically. So you already told us before Reagan got to the tax tables, it was 90%. I think that was you said?
Top rate, yep.
90%. What was the tax in the 80s when somebody borrowed from their insurance policy back then?
None.
There's
no tax ever in what we're talking about.
Right. So historically, we can look back and say taxes have been higher, so they could go higher again.
Correct.
But on the investment that we're talking about, taxes were zero.
Correct.
And it'll probably stay that way because that's what the rich are using. And we know who pays the salaries, the biggest portion of the salaries for everybody in Washington.
Yeah,
it's the rich.
And understand, we're paying the taxes. You're not avoiding taxes. We're paying the taxes if you have an existing IRA. If you're doing a new plan, then you're just starting it with no tax. But if you have an existing IRA and we're going to move it into this product, we pay the taxes over about 4 or 5 years. So you're not avoiding the taxes. It's just all the growth from that point on is all tax-free because it's a loan against a life insurance policy. It's completely what they've been doing for decades and decades.
And we're going to talk more about this over the days and weeks to come, but you can call Al Manfrey right now. Call me 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with him. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Very big thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.